You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to make changes in your life to truly change. And we've been talking about right now the first two biggest changes we've talked about is first, you need to make Jesus Lord. And that does not mean just pray the prayer of salvation. It means that you literally turn your life over to Him and then you begin to seek Him both in His Word and in prayer time to find out what you were born in the earth to do. Okay? Now that really brings us to our second thing. The second biggest change you need to make in your life is if you don't know the will of God for your life, you need to find it out. Okay? And we've been talking about how from out of Jeremiah about how it is that God's plan for you, God's will for you is one of future and of hope. There's so many scriptures I could go to with this, but one of the reasons people don't believe this is because they don't understand how much God loves them. They don't understand how much God values them. And if they understood that, it would actually change their life forever because they would want to know the will of God because they would begin to understand that God wants better for them than they want for themselves. And see, this is, and we're going to talk a little bit about this when we get to the part of broadcast today to receive the offering. Today is offering day on the broadcast. By the way, speaking of that, if you've missed any part of these, and if you need to get established in the love of God, if you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, there are multitudes of messages there to help you get established in God's will for your life, okay? And in order to do that, you need to hear these things over and over again. You need to get your Bible out and go over the scriptures with me. Don't believe it just because I said it. Believe it because the Word says it. And the reason I link that to the offering is it is our partners and the people that give into this ministry that make it possible not only for this show to be on the air, but for you to receive these materials absolutely free. Okay? So you've got to become convinced. And we were looking at Jeremiah 29:11. We'll just start off here. It says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Okay, there's a lot in this, and you need to go back and listen to them again, but here it is. God has a will for your life. It is better than what you can imagine. It is a plan of peace and not of evil to give you a future and not a hope. If you want to know what it is, truly want to know what it is, you need to seek God with your whole heart. You need to go in and pray to Him. Now, that really, there's two things. First, get into the written Word of God. That tells you the general will of God for your life. The second thing of it, and it also, and we'll get into this, but the written Word of God tells you changes you need to make. You know, I'm constantly reading things in the Word and thinking about, you know what, I'm not doing that. I need to do that, okay? The second thing is that there is a specific will of your life. And we talked a little bit about this at the beginning in Philippians chapter 3. Paul says, "I press on to lay hold of that, the will of God for my life, for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." You need to know that specific will, why you were born in the earth. And you can know. And today I'm going to help you a little bit about with doing that. Okay? Now notice again what it says here. It says, "Pray to me and I will listen. Call upon me and pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Honestly, there's a lot of people who haven't really been able to hear from God because they won't give themselves wholly to it. I gave the illustration last time about how I'm not given wholly over to losing weight because, you know, like my wife has given up all sugar and all carbs. I've given up most all carbs and most all sugar. And so she's got better results than I do. Why? Because she's seeking it with her whole heart and I'm not. Okay? And so if when this comes down to truly knowing the will of God, you got to get seek with all your heart. But here's the question. Let's say you're sitting there and you're like, man, Kurt, that's what I want. I want to know God's will for my life, but I'm not even sure really how to get started in knowing. I'm willing to seek with it all my heart. I'm willing to lay aside food. I'm willing to get up early and go to bed. I don't know what I'd do if I got up earlier. I don't know what I'd do if I went to bed later. I don't know what I'd do if I missed a meal. And I'm going to help you, okay? First off, I want you to realize again from Ephesians chapter 3 that you can know God's will for your life, and you're unwise if you don't know God's will for your life. But here, let me give you a couple things to help you with this. And let me see how much time I've got. Let's go to Colossians 1, and we're in verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you. Now notice this is what Paul is praying. That you may be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's, a knowledge of His will, talking about the Lord, His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now notice this, you can be filled with the knowledge of the will of God and you can know and understand it. Right there, that's upset a lot of people's apple cart. Because he's telling you, not only, remember in Ephesians he said, you're unwise if you don't know the will of God. Here he says, not only are you supposed to know the will of God, you're supposed to be filled with it, and you're also supposed to have knowledge and spiritual understanding concerning it. That's wild. And there are so many people who miss out on this because they don't believe God wants to do good to them. But listen, look at this. That you may be filled, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord. Ultimately, that's the other big change we need to make in our life, right? That's the number two change. First is making Jesus the Lord of our life. The second is knowing God's will and doing it. Well, if you do God's will for your life, isn't that walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing? Yes. That you may be fruitful, that you may be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You can know God. You're constantly increasing in the knowledge of God. Now notice this, that you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all long suffering and joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed him into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Okay, now he said this is what he's praying. Well, if he can pray it, so can we. And so this, if I was you, this is what I'd do. Now, you're going to need to get your Bible out. You're not going to be able to get this, just listen to this or watching it. Get your Bible out. And so you made up your mind. I'm going to seek God with my whole heart. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to stay up late. I'm going to miss meals. Okay, great. This is one of the things you can do during that time. Pray this, just like Paul did. And again, let's go back to verse 9. Just like this, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Lord, I thank you that you make it possible and I have a walk worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you. That I am fruitful in every good work. I thank you, Father, that you are making me to increase in my knowledge of you. I thank you, Father, that you are strengthening me with might. According to your glorious power, with all might, according to your glorious power, for all patience or consistency. And I'm long suffering with joy. And I give thanks to you, Father, for you have qualified me, not me. You have qualified me to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You have delivered me from the power of darkness and conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of his love, and of your love, in whom I have redemption through the blood of Jesus. My sins are remitted. What are you going to do when you get up? I'd pray that prayer. Now, you're going to have to go back and re-listen to this. Go to the website and listen to it. Our partners have made it possible. But pray this prayer. People say, well, you're changing the scriptures. No, I'm not. I'm applying the scripture just like I'm supposed to. Now, again, the only way you're going to do this is if you become convinced that God wants to help you. This is just like offering broadcasts, right, on the broadcast. There are many people who think that I'm receiving an offering just to benefit this radio ministry. You're right, it does. This costs money. This video costs money. It costs money to do this. It costs money to be on these stations. And when you give, it makes it possible for us not just to reach you, but reach multitudes all over the world with this material. But there's another reason God wants you to give into this. And go with me to Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 9. Now, notice what it says here. It says, honor the Lord with your possessions and the first fruits of all of your increase, so that your barns may be filled with plenty and your vats may overflow with new wine. Now, this is more or less talking about tithing. And let me be clear. Unless you're a minister and I'm your pastor, I don't want you sending your tithe money into this ministry. Now, if you're somewhere and you are not currently attending the local church and right now you're regarding me as your pastor and you want to send your tithe and you're not going to a local church, fine, go ahead. I believe that God will bless you. But on the other side of it, let me be clear. If you are already attending a local church that teaches the Word of God, don't you dare send your tithe money into this ministry. Send us an offering. But don't you take the top 10%, the first fruits of all your income, and send into here. If you're already in a local church and you have a pastor, you honor that church. You do good to that church. You bless that church. Don't you send your tithe money in here. You take care of your local church. But here's the thing. Maybe you think the pastor's receiving an offering because he just wants your money. No, he doesn't. God is not receiving. God doesn't want you to honor the Lord just so he can get your money. He wants you to do it so that your barns can be filled with plenty and your vats can overflow with new wine. Why do I want you to send an offering into this ministry? For two reasons. I want your barns to be filled with plenty and your vats to overflow with new wine. And I want the fruit of this ministry to be your fruit. I want you to help us reach people all over the world. I want to pray with you right now. See, again, this is the reason you should want to know the God's will for your life. Because he only wants to do good. Why is God asking you to give? So that you can be blessed. Quit allowing the devil to lie to you and think the pastor's just trying to take from you. I'm just trying to take from you. Jesus is trying to take from you. I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all of our current partners, and I lift up everybody that is making a decision to become a partner today or to give a one-time gift. Father, I thank you that right now that they are, and even, Lord, I'm lifting up those that are tithing into their local churches. Lord, I thank you right now that you cause their barns to be filled with plenty and their vats to overflow with new wine. I thank you, Lord, that the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and adds no sorrow with it. I thank you, Father, that you only desire for them to do good because you want to bless them. And Lord, everybody that's giving today, I thank you that starting this very moment, their barns, make the intention to give, that their barns are filled with plenty. I command resources to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and to fund the will of God for their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to Michael. He's going to tell you how to give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics,